Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We welcome you to the Waves of Radio Islam International this Monday evening. It is just gone 7:35. We have roughly about 20 to 25 minutes that we will run the program, as our listeners are aware, on a Monday evening between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We have the Senha. It was to originally be called, you know, the Senha phone-in program. But now we don't just take calls through the phone-in lines. We take calls through, we take messages at least through the WhatsApp line as well. And I think that's even more common. But we do welcome. Our listeners are allowed to call in. You can send in your messages. I do have Malana Fazreen has joined me in the studio. Malana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to all the Radio Islam listeners.
So from my side, it's welcome. It's the first time that I'm sharing this platform with yourself. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance for your time and your efforts.
Ameen.
Malan, to start off the program, tell me, any announcements from Sena side? Is there anything that they need to announce? Any programs or any new products that they normally send out those announcements?
Two outlets that were recently certified, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
As we carry on, I'll mention it, inshallah.
Okay, that's not a problem. Well, let's try and take a look at some of the messages that has come through already. Somebody saying, okay, assalamu alaikum, is Damascus Nougat chocolate halal? Do you know about that, Damascus?
Damascus Nougat chocolate.
Mm.
Okay, they just have to check the ingredients. If there is no gelatin listed, then it's fine.
Okay, I think afterwards they sent another message saying it says bovine gelatin, but has the, they're saying some stamp, NIHT halal stamp.
Okay, this product is not approved by SANA because when it comes to bovine gelatin, there is difference of opinion.
Mm.
SANA accepts only gelatin that is derived from halal slaughtered cattle. So when a product is not certified by SANA, it's a bit difficult and challenging to verify that it is coming from a halal slaughtered cattle.
Mm.
So when it comes to bovine gelatin, if the product is not certified by SANA, we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay, so for the listeners, other institutions might be giving it a halal stamp, but SANA has their laws in place, and bovine gelatin doesn't go down with them. So SANA doesn't approve of those items. Manana, I'm opening this picture, I'm going to try. Okay,
as for our new additions, there is a Pizza Perfect in Eldos K Centurion. It was recently certified by SANA.
That's Pizza Perfect?
Pizza Perfect in Eldos K Centurion.
Okay.
And also Pedro's in Gateway Theatre.
Okay, Pedro's Gateway Theatre, that's Durban, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, to the club for that.
Not in Gateway Muff, it's in Richton Towers in Umhlanga.
Umhlanga is Gateway, Umhlanga. Okay, so those are two new institutions, or two new restaurants that has come up now, and you can buy food from them. Now there's a picture that somebody sent here. It's got a picture of Oral-B Satin Floss. Oral-B Satin Floss, you know about this?
Oral-B Satin Floss is halal suitable, so this product may be used.
Okay, so that's all for that. Somebody asking, what about Woolworths Nougat?
No, regrettably, we don't have information on this product. If they can forward a photo of the product, including the ingredients, to our email, we may investigate and assist them further.
Okay, that'll be very good. Normally, you know, the program, the way I pick it up, I don't know, Malana has been on for quite a few weeks now, but you know, you normally get one item and then that item just takes over the entire program. Like I see already, we just started and has raised two questions about Nougat. So I wouldn't be surprised that we'll get quite a few more of them with regards to Nougat. But anyway, let's take a look at more questions that has come in. Assalamu alaikum. Is Sour Punk halal? I think that's a sweet that a lot of these children eat.
If they can specify the brand or manufacturer details.
Okay, it's just called Sour Punk. They don't say who's it made by.
Okay, if they can specify the brand name or manufacturer name, then we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, so the listener that sent in the question about the Sour Punk, please, if you can send in a little bit more details, at least the who is it manufactured by, then inshallah, Malana will be able to help us a little bit more. Another question Bread Ahead Pies, sold in KZN, is that halal? I think it's Bread Ahead.
Is it called Bread Ahead or Bread Pies?
No, it says Bread Ahead. It says here, a Bread Ahead Pies, sold in KZN halal.
Okay, if they can specify, is it sold at Bread Ahead or is it sold in Karaj or any other places, then we may advise them further.
Okay, so for that we need a little bit more clarity. Are you talking of that specific outlet? Then it makes it a bit easier for Malana to respond. Now let's take a look at this. There's quite a few questions here. Assalamu alaikum. Is Papita chocolate from Turkey? Heard of that, Malana? Papita. PAPITA, Papita chocolate from Turkey.
Okay. Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If the inquirer can forward more details to our email, including pictures of the ingredients and manufacturer details, we may investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, somebody is asking about the Cremei Cafe. They sell ice cream in Indonesia. Is that halal?
Okay, this outlet is not certified by SANA, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay. INJ and Sea Harvest crumbed products.
Okay, as for INJ crumb products, it is halal suitable. And as for the Sea Harvest, SANA can give assurance on plain products. But if it is any processed, battered crumb products, we can't give any assurance as the manufacturer has haven't given us information.
Okay, so INJ, the entire range is fine.
Fish
Sea Harvest,
INJ, the whole fish range is fine. Because INJ got a meat variant also.
Okay.
Meat burgers and stuff. That is not approved by SANA, but the fish products are fine.
Okay.
As for the Sea Harvest, only the plain hake, like plain products are fine.
Okay, plain products are fine.
If it is processed, we don't have information. Because we had contacted the manufacturers previously, but they haven't given us information.
Okay, so the listeners, you just got to make sure that you know, you understand the difference between the two, INJ and Sea Harvest. INJ fish products, it's fine. Sea Harvest, if it is crumbed or it is processed in any way, then it becomes a problem. If it's just normal, straightforward egg, fish, etc., then it will be okay. Another question, Airwaves bubblegum.
Airwaves bubblegums are halal suitable.
Okay, what about Tic Tac sweets?
Tic Tac sweets are also halal suitable.
Okay, let's look at salams. Which jelly can we eat and where can I buy it?
Okay, as for which jelly they can have, I can advise them, but I wouldn't know who will be stocking these products. Adila jelly is fine. Fortified Foods jelly is fine. Shan Pakistan is fine.
Okay, so those are okay. The other part of the question that they're asking is...
And also Simply Delish and Sundew Foodman.
Simply Relish and...
Simply Delish, okay. Alifas, Fortified Foods, Shan Foods Pakistan, and Sundew.
Okay, so there is, you know, it's not that there's nothing there. There is quite a few out there that you can buy them. You'll probably get them at these spice shops, etc.
And also there's two imported products we have information that's coming from Pakistan. One is called Al Rafan and the other one is Laziza.
Okay. Alright, it's available here as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Those two products are manufactured in Pakistan.
Okay, they're manufactured in Pakistan, but they are sold in South Africa, so those products are also halal. Well, I gave a number of those jelly products that you can purchase. You probably will get it at quite a few of these spice shops. Assalamu alaikum. Which Timarol flavors are halal?
Okay, as for the Timarol chewing gums, Timarol Waves is not approved by SANA because it contains bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered cattle. But as for the Timarol Infinity variant, besides the watermelon, because watermelon contains carmine, it's an insect-derived colorant, the remaining variants are halal suitable.
Okay, besides watermelon, they're all fine.
Besides the watermelon and Timarol Waves.
Yes, Timarol Waves. So in the infinity range, just the watermelon is a problem.
Yeah.
And then the
waves, range, there's two flavors, peppermint and tropical, so both contains bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered cattle.
Okay. Jazakallah for that, Ma. Which omega fish oils can we have?
Okay, most of these omega capsules are from bovine gelatin derived from unverified sources. So they just have to check on the packaging. If it says veggie capsule, then it should be fine. But in terms of information at our disposal, Revite Omega veggie capsule is fine. And also A-Vogel Veg Omega is fine. And Solal and Solga got some vegetarian capsules. Those ones are also halal suitable.
Okay. All right, JazakAllah for that. Okay, now I think this is somebody responding to the earlier question that they asked and we told them to get some clarity. So somebody asked previously, Mulana, about the bread ahead pies sold in KZN. So now they are saying bread ahead pies are sold in their outlets and in stores and garages.
Okay, as per information I got, we haven't certified any outlets as bread ahead.
Okay.
If it is, there is one outlet called Bread Mill. Bread mill or something, if I'm not mistaken. But Bread Ahead is not certified by SANA.
Okay.
So we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay, so Bread Ahead not certified by SANA. Now, this is an interesting question. Assalamu alaikum. Which e-numbers must we look out for which makes the items haram or not halal suitable?
Okay, as for the e-numbers, we can't give a general ruling for e-numbers.
Mm.
For example, these halal e-numbers that will always remain halal because those ingredients, it cannot be derived from animal sources. It always comes from halal sources, plants or chemical. And as for haram e-numbers, there is only one e-number that is not halal according to Sunnah, that is E120, carmine and insecticide colorant. And there are some e-numbers that we say it's mashbu, it means doubtful. The reason why we're saying it's doubtful is these ingredients can be derived from animal, plant or chemically synthetic.
Mm.
So until the source is confirmed, it remains doubtful for us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say, for example, E471 can be derived from animal, plant. So let's say we find E471 on a product that is certified by Sana, then we can give assurance that it is coming from a halal source.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a product that is not certified by Sana and it has E471, it remains doubtful until we contact the manufacturer and confirm that it is coming from a halal source.
Okay.
So if you need further clarity on this, you can log on to our website and there is a detailed discussion or explanation on e-numbers on our website.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. So, Mulana, if I understood correctly, you said there's just one that is a problem. The haram one is E120, that's
Kamai.
Okay, but you know, as the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also says that al halal ubayyin wal haram ubayyin, and between the two, you'll get those things that are masbuh, those things that are doubtful. So, that is what Mulana is explaining, that there are certain e-numbers that are doubtful. Now, we can't just eat the halal and stay away from the haram and then eat the doubtful. The doubtful, we got to be careful that we got to find out and clarify that. Doubt, so the doubt goes away and then it becomes basically halal. So if you go on to Sinha's chain,
as for that bread question, the outlet that is certified by Sinha is Bread Mill. It's in Durban.
Okay, so there's an outlet called Bread Mill, not Bread Ahead. Bread Mill is certified by Sinha and not Bread Ahead. So the e-numbers, if you go on to Sinha's website, you'll find an entire range and they'll explain to you each e-product, each e-number rather, what does it stand for, what does it mean, whether it's halal, whether it's haram, or whether it's impermissible and doubtful and you got to stay away from it. Okay, Mulana, further questions. Assalamu alaikum. Skittles, Sours, Green Packet.
Okay. Skittles are halal suitable.
So the entire range, red, green, purple?
Okay.
Okay, that's actually good. Mentos bubblegum.
Okay, as for the Mentos bubblegums, we are querying this product currently.
Okay.
So once it's concluded, we can advise them further, inshallah.
But Ma, tell me the Mentos sweets.
Okay, as for Mentos sweets, there is few flavors that contains carmine and insecticide colorant. So I'll mention those flavors.
Okay.
It's strawberry yogurt, cherry yogurt, grape, cinnamon, sour mix, mixed berry, and rainbow rolls. Yep. Besides these seven variants, the remaining flavors are halal suitable.
Okay. Alhamdulillah. Now the question: which dental floss is permissible to use?
Oral-B, the whole variant is fine because Oral-B has a waxed, unwaxed, satin. They have like six different products. So Oral-B, the whole range is fine. Cliq's waxed floss is fine. It must be waxed. And Johnson & Johnson waxed floss is fine. And also Sunstar is also fine.
All right. Okay, to talk about that. Another question, I think the name is Afia Healthcare Supplements.
Okay, this Afia products are not certified by Sana, so if they can specify which product they require information, then we may assist them further.
Okay, so that's another question. You need to give Sinha some information on the Afia Healthcare. The entire range is not Sinha certified. So you need to contact them. They'll take it on a case-by-case basis and they can do some investigations for you. But you need to contact them and give them the details which product you are looking at. A person wants to know if the Nescafe Gold Choco Brownie Latte Cappuccino Halal.
Okay, as for this Nescafe products, they have to check on the packaging where is the product being made. If it is made in South Africa, this product is halal. Unfortunately, we do not have information on the imported variants.
Okay. Next question. What about Bounty? Bounty Nikki chocolates.
Bounty and Nikki, both these products are halal suitable.
Okay. And the person is asking Milky Bar chocolates, is that okay?
Is it the Cadbury they're requesting information or the milk?
They don't say the make. It's just about the Milky Bar chocolate. They don't say who's the next.
Okay, if they can specify the brand, then we may assist them further, inshallah.
Jee, so it is important when you're sending in these questions, chocolates are made by quite a few companies, so you've got to specify which company are you talking of, otherwise it becomes difficult. We don't know which one you are talking of. The new Coca-Cola cold drink flavors.
Unfortunately, we don't have information on the flavored ones, like the coffee flavor and those energy ones.
Okay. No,
the normal Coca-Cola is halal suitable.
Okay, so normal Coca-Cola is fine, but the flavors are untested. Senna doesn't know about the they haven't clarified it as yet. What about those Bar Energy Bars? BA, Bar Energy Bars.
Okay, I can't call offhand. If they can contact our offices tomorrow, we may assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, so that's another question. You need to contact them. I would like to know if Ultra Choice tablets are halal.
Okay, this one also, if they can contact our offices tomorrow, we can investigate and assist them further, inshallah.
Okay, that was with regards to the tablets. Okay, so there is some clarity coming through, Mawlana. The person that asked about Milky Bar, they're saying Nestle Milky Bar.
This product is halal. And if they can specify if it's an imported or a locally manufactured one, because the locally manufactured Nestle products are certified halal by SANA. Unfortunately, we do not have information on Nestle imported variants.
Okay, another question, Manana. What about this item is made by Woolworths Food, licorice flavored toffees?
Okay, it is halal suitable.
It's halal suitable, okay, that's good. Okay, now this is another picture that you're going to try and. It's, can't see who's it made by, but it's a Madeira butter cake. Not too sure if it's also made by Woolworths.
Okay, unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. As for the Woolworths bakery products, we can give assurance on pre-packed plain roll and plain bread. And also some of the Woolworths bakery products are manufactured in a SANA certified establishment. Then those products will pay our logo. Regrettably, we do not have information on the products that do not pay our logo.
Okay, another question coming through. I know we just answered it maybe 1 or 2 minutes ago, but somebody's asking again about the new Coca-Cola cold drink flavors.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on the new variants.
Okay, what about Parmalat and Ultra Milk Custards? Are those halal?
Both these products are halal suitable.
Okay, what about Smarties?
Okay, Nestle Smarties made in South Africa are certified halal by SANA.
Okay, and the original Chappies?
It is also halal suitable.
It's halal suitable. Okay. Okay, somebody is asking, is it preferable to eat cakes from Pick and Pay?
From SANA's end, we would advise to abstain because as we don't have access to their kitchen, and also when it comes to bakery products, there is. We need to look into the ingredients and the brushes they're using because those brushes can be from animal hair. So any bakery product, if it is not certified by SANA, our advice would be to abstain.
Okay, Ma, what about Nutella Ferrero, the hazelnut spread with cocoa?
This product is halal suitable.
Okay. What about this fusion field?
Juice concentrate.
Yeah, I think it's the juice concentrate.
Those products are halal suitable.
Okay, now here's some tablets that they're talking of. Corenza Para.
It's an effervescent, right? It is halal suitable.
Okay. Kellogg's Strawberry Pops and Fruit Loops, is that halal?
Okay, as for the Kellogg's products, SANA is not in a position to comment on their products, so you're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay, another question coming on the screen. As we're just waiting for it to open. Okay, is it? Somebody is asking, Assalamu alaikum, can Manana please explain which cheeses can you eat? I don't specify whether it's sliced cheese, it's just general.
Okay, as for cheese products, Parmalat cheese products are halal, and also clover cheese products made in South Africa are halal suitable. Okay. Clover imported and clover berg. It's berg or berg. This product is also not approved by SANA because Cloverberg contains bovine gelatin derived from non-halal slaughtered cattle, and we do not have information on the Clover imported variants.
Okay.
So Parmalat cheese is fine, Melrose is fine, Laughing Cow cheeses are halal suitable, and Clover made in South Africa is halal suitable. And if they require information any other brands, they may specify so we may address them further. And also, Lancewood cheeses made in South Africa are also certified halal by SANA.
Okay, so in the cheese range, there's an entire range that you can eat, you can enjoy. There's obviously some that you've got to stay away from. Malana Jalopsy, sour worms. J-A-L-O-S-Y.
Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. This product does contain bovine gelatin, but as it's from unverified sources, we're not in a position to give assurance.
Okay, what about Taurus gummies?
Okay, Taurus gums are not certified halal by SANA, so we're not in a position to give any assurance.
Okay, so that means that entire range.
Yeah.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum. What type of brushes for basting must we buy?
It's the synthetic one, nylon ones.
Okay.
Because if it can be, we manufacture with animal hair, that one is not approved by SANA, but if it is synthetic nylon, then it's fine. Or rubber is also fine. You do get rubber brushes.
Okay, the next question is Switch energy drinks halal? And I think I'm not too sure the wording, the way they have worded it here. Switch energy drinks, is that halal? And I think they're asking something about the flavors.
Okay. As for Switch energy products are certified halal by SANA. However, there is one or two products that in terms of the ingredients, it is halal suitable, but however, it does not bear our logo due to the name connotation.
Okay. All right, what about S-mint and gum? I think this is a type of gum. S-mint. S-mint and gum.
It is halal suitable.
Okay. All right, as we're waiting for this one here to open, somebody's asking, can I consume McDonald's ice cream products?
Okay. McDonald's outlets are not certified by SANA, so we're not in a position to give any assurance for their outlets nor for their products.
Okay, Farm Fresh orange juice.
Okay, unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. It's an imported product, so if they can forward information to our offices, we may investigate and assist them further.
Okay, the next question, which toothbrushes and toothpaste can we use? Please advise.
Okay, as for the toothbrushes, Oral-B is fine, Sensodyne is fine, Colgate toothbrushes are fine, Aquafresh toothbrushes are fine. And as for toothpaste, Aquafresh, Sensodyne, Mentadent P, Miswak, and Close-Up are halal suitable.
Okay, Ma, it's already 7:58. I think we'll probably have to make this our last question. Somebody is asking about Tuana, Seftali. Not too sure. It looks like a juice. It looks like a juice bottle. Bottle of juice within 1 liter. But doesn't say who's it made by. It looks like, to me, it looks like something foreign.
Imported product. Okay. Unfortunately, we do not have information on this product. If the inquirer can forward details to our offices, we may investigate and assist them further.
Okay. So, Zakla, for your time, Malana, if you could just give our listeners the details, those that need to contact SANA.
If they have any question, they may contact our offices on 0861-786-111 or send us an email to helpline@sanha.org.za or post your questions on our social media platforms such as Instagram, Facebook or Twitter, inshallah.
Okay. Jazakallah for that, Malana. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance.
Ameen.
And we hope to speak again soon.
Inshallah, next week.
Inshallah. To the listeners, Jazakallah for all those questions. Through those questions, we are all learning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us that we consume that which is halal and tayyibah. We stay away from that which is doubtful and that which is haram. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us and accept our ibadat, our worship. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.